And the Dharma, the teaching, is transmitted through all these things, on all of these levels, not just through ordinary words. And it's important to remember this. The Tantric tradition of Tibet, which was originally the Tantric tradition of India, in fact, emphasizes this point, that not all transmission of the teaching is through the medium of words. It emphasizes it in a rather different way, but with much the same meaning. The Tantric tradition of India and Tibet, right down to the present day, speaks of three modes of transmission of the Dharma. It speaks, first of all, of what it calls the mind transmission of the jinnas. The jinnas are the Buddhas, the enlightened ones, whether Gautama the Buddha or others. The mind transmission of the jinnas. And here, the transmission takes place from mind to mind, from heart to heart, from consciousness to consciousness. There are no words. There's no thought. It flashes directly, as it were, intuitively, telepathic, from one mind to another. He, as it were, looks at you and unite. And that's the end of the matter. Neither says anything, neither thinks anything, but the transmission takes place on that purely mental or even spiritual level. The mind's transmission of the jinnas. And then the sign of transmission of the Vidyadharas. The Vidyadharas are the great tantric initiates, the tantric masters. They're not Buddhas, they're not fully enlightened, but they're inconceivably great spiritually by our standards. And here, on this level, the transmission is by signs, through actions and through gestures. As in the famous Chang story, the Buddha holds up a flower. He says nothing. He holds up a flower. It's an action. And somebody understands. Most of them don't, but one disciple understands the action. So far as he is concerned, the transmission takes place through gesture. And there are some tantric initiations, even today, where the master just points. He doesn't say anything, doesn't explain anything, he just points. And the disciple, if he's receptive, gets it. And that's that, again. No words, no discussion, you've got it. It's been pointed out to you. Directly pointed out. Because you have to be really alert to catch this pointing out. And then thirdly and lastly, right at the bottom of the list, the words transmission of the Acharyas. Ordinary teachers, yes, enlightened to some extent, not fully enlightened, who faithfully hand on the tradition, the teaching, through the medium of ordinary human thought and speech. And all these are valid transmissions. You can get the Dharma, the spirit of the Dharma, the heart of the Dharma, in all these three ways, in any of these three ways. Directly, telepathically, through signs and gestures, through words. It can come to you, it can reach you in all these modes. But, of course, the lower the level of transmission, the greater the possibility of misunderstanding. If it flashes directly from mind to mind, there's no question of misunderstanding, because there's not even a question of understanding. If there's not even any understanding, how can there be any misunderstanding? It's just direct, like that. Even a gesture is relatively free from misunderstanding, but there's some possibility of misunderstanding here. Not only misunderstanding, but maybe you don't quite see what is pointed to. You see something a bit different. And it was on the level of words, well, there, possibilities of misunderstanding, even in the matter of the transmission of the Dharma, are very great indeed.